On Monday, President Václav Klaus vetoed the pension reform bill, which is a third government bill he rejected in September alone. The bill introduced a so-called second pillar to the pension system, which would enable Czechs to place part of their compulsory pension insurance contributions in private accounts as of next year. Above all, Mr. Klaus cited concerns over a lack of consensus with the opposition. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas has yet one more problem to worry about, this time the future of the government's pension reforms. The amendment, which would have allowed Czechs to send part of their insurance contributions to private accounts managed by pension funds instead of the state-run pay-as-you-go system, was stopped by a presidential veto. In a statement on Monday, President Klaus cited several key concerns, chief among them the fact that the legislation had, in his view, been forcibly pushed through without proper consensus across the political spectrum and without input from experts. The president made clear that without broader backing, such legislation potentially impacting all Czechs long term would be on weak footing from the very start. And he further criticized the timing, as the financial crisis had already undermined individuals' confidence in his view and represented a hazard with regards to the stability of the pension system. In response, the Prime Minister made clear in somewhat sour terms that Mr. Klaus's decision could perhaps have been expected, even if it caught many in his party off guard.
I am familiar with the President's views. I have been hearing the same from representatives of the communists, socialists and union leaders all year.
The country's foreign minister, Karel Schwarzenberg, in New York for the annual meeting of the UN General Assembly, reacted negatively. In an interview for Czech radio and the Czech news agency ČTK, he warned that failure to implement the bill would prolong reforms in the Czech Republic that, quote, should have been passed 15 years ago. He added that delaying the reforms would understandably further burden the state budget. By contrast, members of the opposition, like Social Democrat leader Bohuslav Sobotka, said they welcome the president's move to veto the amendment, and union leader Yaroslav Zavagil, in tripartite talks with the government, was noticeably pleased at a press conference with the finance minister that appeals by the unions had finally been noticed.
All I can say is that it looks like the president finally read our position on pension reform. It's too bad he didn't do so earlier.
In fact, in his statement, Mr. Klaus went to pains to describe his differences with the amendment as different from those of the opposition. Regardless, the result is largely the same. The Prime Minister is now faced with the task of passing the bill again in the Chamber of Deputies with a clear 101-vote majority, one he certainly cannot depend on automatically. Several rebel civic Democrats have already sided with the President's opposition to the proposed VAT rate hike and could easily side with Mr. Klaus again. The Prime Minister is charged the presidential veto has done little for the stability of the government. The VAT hike alone is tied to a vote of confidence. Now tensions over pension reform promise to only increase the pressure. The Chamber of Deputies will vote on pension reform in October.
That was Jan Wellinger reporting on the veto pension reform bill. Do you think the proposed pension reform is actually a good idea? Let us know what you think by sending us an email to english@radio.cz or comment on our Radio Prague Facebook page.